We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with news and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
And a very, very good Wednesday morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. Week flying by. Glad to have you with us this morning. We're going to have Remember When Wednesday, go back in time with AOGHS.org in the next segment. Okay, here we go. Here's what's on the menu at Elk City Meals on Wheels, 1510 West 9th Street. You can call in your order, 225-5821. Our church is helping deliver Meals on Wheels this week. So yesterday I saw several people carrying bags of dinner out of there. But the dining room's open from 11 to 1. Everyone's welcome. Senior citizens, $5 for your entire meal, drink, and dessert. Also, $6 for anybody else. Cannot beat a deal like that. Today, King Ranch Casserole, ranch beans, salad, tortilla chips, pineapple, angel food cake. That's what's on the menu today at Elk City Meals on Wheels. King Ranch Casserole, ranch beans, salad, tortilla chips, pineapple, angel food cake. 1510 West 9th Street. Also, this weekend, the KECO Moran Equipment Open Golf Tournament. You know, well over, I think it's up around $85,000 or $90,000 this tournament has collected for the Dream League. And so it's a benefit tournament. It's also a great money tournament for the guys that are playing in it. So, again, it is happening this Saturday, Friday night, for all you golfers out there that are in the tournament. We're having the players' banquet at the golf course. Going to have it outside this year. So looking forward to that coming up this weekend. Going to be a lot of good golfers in town. A lot of out-of-town money coming in here, too, from this guy. A lot of out-of-town teams come and stay and play. Also, Christmas in July this week, this Friday and Saturday. Starting Friday night to Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock. You know, they're going to have all kinds of crafts and you know, they have a flea market kind of thing going on over there, but they got a lot of good stuff. Plus the food, fried turkey legs, the funnel cakes, homemade lemonade. And I'll tell you, that homemade sarsaparilla, that root beer, that's some good stuff. All that and more. Plus they've got the free concert, Tyler Wilhelm Band and the J.W. Lane. Going to be Friday night from 8 to 11 on the main stage. Also, the opening ceremony honoring the veterans at 6 p.m., the Altus Air Force Base Colored Guards come up. That is a wonderful thing. Colonel Tom Ivester will be the keynote speaker, and he is wonderful. I guarantee it. Every time I've heard him speak, it is a good information. 5K run Saturday, kayak trail ride Saturday. Also, the Foss Lake Little King and Queen Contest Saturday, 10:30 on the main stage. Peckham County Baggers, H2O Baggers Cornhole Tournament at Cedar Point.
There you go.
Yeah. And the Lighted Dusk Parade, Lighted Boat Parade at dusk, and the MPLX Giant Fireworks Display at dark Saturday night. That's Christmas in July, 2 days worth this coming weekend. And then the following weekend, man, all kinds of things happening. Yeah. The Plum Jam, KECO's first annual Wild Plum Jam 2022 Music Fest with Stoney LaRue, Tyler Wilhelm, Michael Martin Murphy, Joe Merrick, Even Money Raglan. Plus, they'll have food trucks, vendors, adult beverages are going to be available, free swimming. That's all happening, and you can get your tickets now at Hutch's for July 15th, Friday, from noon to midnight. It's an all-dayer. From Friday, July 15th, noon to midnight, it is the Wild Plum Jam Music Fest, brought to you by KECO. Also, Hutch is a part of it, and the Sayre Chamber of Commerce. So, the kids' fishing derby. Good so gravy. The day after that. Derby. Yes, we do. Drop a line and wet a hook. $2,200 tagged fish.
There you go.
So $2,200 worth of fish in that pond that could be pulled out that day. We pay the cash to those kids right then, you know, $100 yeah. bill. That is Saturday, July 16th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Ackley Park. Presidio Petroleum is our presenting sponsor of the Kids Fishing Derby. A lot of sponsors help make this thing possible. Free T-shirts while they last, ages 15 and under. That is the Saturday, July 16th. Whew, what is you got for us, Butch Black?
Well, WTI crude on the NYMEX August exchange is up $1.09 to $100.59.
Mm-hmm.
Brent crude on the ICE September exchange is up $1.77 to $104.54. NYMEX natural gas is up 15 to $5.67. RBOB gasoline on the NYMEX August exchange is up $4.10. to $3.37 even. And NYMEX heating oil for the August exchange is down $1.23 to $3.58.93. I know that seems like some pretty good hikes, but it took a tremendous tumble yesterday.
Right. That first time below 100 bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, oil headed for its worst trading day in almost 3 months as recession fears iced the markets, outweighing a fundamentally tight supply market. West Texas Intermediate crude futures dropped as much as 10%, the most since March 9th. Risk of sentiment spread throughout markets on escalating concerns that a global economic slowdown will ultimately hobble demand. Crude has been prone to violent swings as traders fled to the exits after Russia invaded Ukraine, drying up liquidity. The latest plunge came as equities fell and the dollar surged. Citigroup Incorporated said that crude could fall to $65 this year in the event of a recession. Of course, then you've got other ones saying it could jump as high as $300.
Yeah.
So, oil prices tumbled the past month and escalated fears over it. They haven't tumbled. I love the way they word things. Escalating fears over an economic slowdown and central banks aggressively raise interest rates. Still, fiscal barrels are fetching enormous premiums. The kingdom hiked its official selling prices to Asia on Tuesday. Its flagship Arab Light crude price will be $9.30 above its regional benchmark in August, an increase of $2.80. So, what's taking place is people are worried about recession. So it takes a dive, but then they get to remembering that, hey, we don't have enough to go around. So yeah. It starts inching, starts raising back up, and it was due a correction, but starts inching back up. But then they get, and then after that starts, then they get to worrying about, well, if recession sets in, there's going to be a lot less demand.
Right.
Well, you're already 3 months behind, so it's going to take a while to catch up, even with a sharp drop in demand. So. It's all that knee-jerk movement that takes place in the markets.
Well, you know, you may have heard, may not, but there's a large spill in Caddo County near Surreal, Oklahoma. Officials say cleanup has begun following a hazmat situation in Caddo County. Officials with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission say crews are already cleaning up approximately 5,910 barrels. It's about 248,000 gallons of drilling fluid at a plant near Surreal. Authorities with the Caddo County Sheriff's Office say that there was a large spill at the Stellar Drilling Fluids plant in the area. The plant reconditions drilling fluid for reuse in well bores. Company officials told the OCC that a chain-link security fence surrounding the facility was cut and someone opened valves to release the fluid. The sheriff's office say they have a deputy on the scene to investigate the claims of the vandalism. The company has brought in a contractor and is working on cleaning up the site. It was right next to a park there in Surreal, and it got into a couple of the ponds. I saw an aerial photo of it that was texted me. But, yeah,
somebody's in deep trouble.
If they catch them. You know, and if it's some kids, I bet they are crapping themselves this morning if it was a 4th of July prank. But,
they
of course, then again, too, you almost wonder if it was a disgruntled employee because they knew where to turn it on or turn it off. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was a gigantic spill, and they said it's going to take quite a while to remediate that. That out of Caddo County. We'll follow that and let you know updates as we get them. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to go back in time with the American Oil and Gas Historical Society, AOGHS.org. A lot happened this week in oil and gas history. Stay tuned. You'll find out more right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Could you use up to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
By now, you know that sound. It's the sound of the Home Depot. But what about those sounds? Those are the sounds of ice from LG's exclusive slow melting craft ice for better tasting drinks, making this the sound of savings on top brand appliances. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Get up to 25% off plus 750 instant savings on select LG appliances. Valid June 22nd through July 13th, U.S. only. Gas range extra. See store for details.
Hurry in to Mattress Firm's July 4th sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
With spring planting wrapping up and early summer harvest now underway, have peace of mind knowing you can depend on Western Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, to keep you in the field and running efficiently. With over 100 fully equipped service trucks, we will meet you wherever you are, whenever you need us, with zero unexpected fees or surcharges to worry about. Also, don't forget about our $99 inspections available when bringing in multiple machines. Call your local Western Equipment location today and we'll have a truck headed your way.
Doug Gray Chevrolet Buick GMC in Elk City wants to buy your car. Even if you don't buy ours, we will pay top dollar for your ride. Bring in your car, truck, or SUV, any make or model, and get a cash offer on the spot. So if you're looking to put a little extra money in the bank or just drop a payment, put that thing in gear and get it here. Doug Gray Chevrolet Buick GMC in Elk City and online at DougGrayMotors.com.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
This show brought to you in part by SOAR, Sustaining Oklahoma's Energy Resources. They've got some upcoming educational opportunities, including July 21st, a chat with the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. Okay, also, the SPCC training coming up August the 4th. These are all Zoom meetings, so these are all free and online. You need to get yourself pre-registered, however. Packers Plugs and Retainers, that's happening August 23rd. Go to SOAROK.com. And October 13th, the OK Oil Expo coming back to Oklahoma City in a large fashion. You know, they postponed it that one year, 2020.
Yeah.
We had it last year, and it's even going to be bigger and better this year. 25th anniversary, longest running, the largest oil expo in the state of Oklahoma. You can also go to OKOilExpo.com, get yourself in the John C. Godwin Memorial Golf Tournament the day before as well. Great place to network. Get your free SOAR Connect app, downloadable Android or iOS, and it's all one word, SOAR Connect, at the app store of your choice. Easy access to SOAR's Lease Pumper Handbook with searchable filters and links. It is a native app, meaning it can be easily accessed in remote locations without Wi-Fi or internet. Sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources, SowerOK.com. Okay, let's click a couple buttons here. And let's do that. Bring that into there. Here we go. It is Remember Win Wednesday. And I'll tell you right now, as I do every week, the Wells boys continue to add new information to the site. And I can tell you right now, it's actual and factual. They don't put it on there willy-nilly. I mean, they do extensive research to make sure that what they put on their site is the real deal, because they care. They care about the history, and they care about it being correct. So Bruce and Chris Wells, if you get a chance to click that donate button at the top of the screen, it's very easy. You know, man, everybody listening out there sent $5, $10. I guarantee it, they would put it to good use. Well, July 5th, 1900, Edison films the Standard Oil refinery fire in New Jersey. An early morning lightning strike at the Standard Oil Company's refinery in Bayonne, New Jersey, set off explosions in three storage tanks, each with a capacity of 40,000 barrels of oil. Within minutes after the fire began, the company's own fire department and tugboats rushed to fight the blaze. The tugboats moved the company's ships and the oil-filled barges away from its burning docks to safe waters, noted the Jersey Journal in a 2017 article about the fire, which was featured in one of the first newsreels by the Thomas A. Edison Company. As bad as the Standard Oil refinery conflagration was, there were no fatalities. And if you get a chance to get on the site, there's a place that you can click, and it'll take you to that archived footage. Mm-hmm. And you see people just kind of walking around. You see ash coming down everywhere. It's
smoke in the background.
Yeah, it's a crazy, crazy situation. But first one caught on film back on July 5th, 1900. July 6th, 1988, Piper Alpha North Sea tragedy. An explosion and fire on Occidental Petroleum's Piper Alpha offshore production platform in the North Sea resulted in the deaths of 167 out of the 224 personnel. It remains the most deadly offshore disaster of the petroleum industry. At the time of the explosion, Piper Alpha had been receiving natural gas from two platforms while exporting gas to a compression platform. The initial explosion was caused by a misunderstanding of the readiness of a gas condensate pump that had been removed from service for maintenance of its pressure safety valve, according to a safety consultant, Gary Kasarek. Wow. Improved offshore platform design, operations, engineering, evacuation technologies, and safety procedures emerged following the official inquiry, Kasich noted. It was a groundbreaking effort with numerous detailed findings and 106 recommendations, which were readily accepted by the industry. On July 7, 1919, start of the Transcontinental Motor Convoy. This is a story I used on our Facebook page. Beginning with the dedication of the zero milestone marker on the eclipse south of the White House. All right, a convoy of U.S. Army military vehicles began a cross-country track to San Francisco. Lieutenant Colonel Dwight D. Eisenhower participated as an observer for the War Department during the truck train, which traveled to Gettysburg to connect to the Lincoln Highway, the first auto road across the United States. The convoy's 81 motorized vehicles took 62 days to traverse 3,251 miles. It included five ambulances, four kitchens, a truck-mounted blacksmith shop, two machine shops, a trailer-hauling artillery tractor. Firestone Tire and Rubber Company provided two trucks carrying spare tires. 62 days to travel 3,251 miles across the U.S. of A. According to the Dwight D. Eisenhower Presidential Library, Lieutenant Colonel Eisenhower learned firsthand of the difficulties faced in traveling great distances on roads that were impassable and resulted in frequent breakdowns of the military vehicles. These early experiences influenced his later decisions concerning the building of the interstate highway system during his presidential administration. No better way to know than to be out there in the business.
Yeah.
July 7th, 1947, as we continue our trek in history with the American Oil and Gas Historical Society at AOGHS.org. Independent producer and Western art collector Sid Williams Richardson lived from 1891 to 1959, established the Sid Richardson Foundation to benefit Texas hospitals, schools, and colleges. One of the first oil guys to put it out there. One of the wealthiest men in the nation at the time, Richardson had made oil discoveries as early as 1919, but struggled in the exploration and production industry until 1933. The lifelong Texas resident later formed profitable partnerships, including the Richardson and Bass oil producers in Fort Worth. Mr. Sid, as he was known, became a leading collector of paintings by Frederick Remington and Charles M. Russell, today on display in the Fort Worth Sid Richardson's Museum. He started that charitable foundation in 1947. July 8, 1937, Secretary of War approves Gulf of Mexico oil pier. President Franklin Roosevelt's Secretary of War, Harry Woodring, approved an ambitious engineering plan to build a one-mile pier into the Gulf of Mexico to explore for oil at offshore salt dome formations. Woodring approved an application for exploratory wells near McFadden Beach, Texas, by the Humble Oil and Refining Company, later known as Texaco, thanks to a 1903 discovery at Sour Lake. Humble Oil built the experimental pier on a 60-acre lease, 8 miles east of High Island in Galveston County. The company drilled using three rigs but found no oil. A hurricane destroyed the pier in 1938. Learn more by visiting Galveston Bay's offshore rig museum, the Ocean Star. Also in history, July 9, 1815. West Virginia natural gas discovery. Natural gas was discovered accidentally by Captain James Wilson during the digging of a salt brine well within the present city limits of Charleston, West Virginia. Virginia, back in those days, in 1815. Earlier, a young surveyor, George Washington, might remember that guy, had written about Burning Springs petroleum seeps to the north along the Kanawha River. Awarded a land grant for his service in the French and Indian War, Washington acquired 250 acres along the river. He later explained he chose the location on account of a bituminous spring, which it contains of so inflammable a nature that it burns as freely as spirits. In a 1994 history of West Virginia oils and industry, author David L. McCain concluded, "This was in 1771, making the father of our country the first petroleum industry speculator." Think about that for a minute. July 9th, 1883, Finding Oil in the Land of Oz. The future author of the children's novel, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, started a business selling petroleum products in Syracuse, New York. The store offered lubricants, oils, greases, and Balm's Castorine, a great axle oil. L. Frank Baum, whose father had found success in early Pennsylvania oil fields, serves as chief salesman for Baum's Castorine Company, which operates today in Rome, New York. Reporting on the opening, the Syracuse Daily Courier newspaper said Baum's Castorine was the rust-resistant axle grease concoction for machinery, buggies, and wagons. The axle grease was advertised to be so smooth, it makes the horses laugh. Although Baum sold the Castorine business in 1900, an Oz historian researched company records in Rome, New York, and found the Tin Man character began with Baum's oil. There's your tie-in. And that has been Remember When Wednesday, brought to you by the American Oil and Gas Historical Society, AOGHS.org. Bruce and Chris Wells, great guys, great work, great site. Get on there. Help them out a little bit, but feel free to peruse, because it doesn't cost you anything to do that. We are going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the second half of the Wednesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show right here on 96.5 KECO.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oilfield suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, Chemlock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oilfield, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oilfield or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. You're a oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413, 821-4413.
A lot of the people that I work on their trucks, that's how they make a living. If it's sitting there, they're not making any money. I'm not making any money. I have lost work because I've said, listen, I can't get to it for 2 weeks, and they find somebody who can get to it quicker, and that's fine with me. As long as they're okay with it, I'm okay with it. I think there's certain shops, and not necessarily here in Elk City, just shops in general, they want every job that they can get. I mean, I do too, but I know how much I can handle. I'll tell them, you know, hey, I can get it in the shop, and I can see what all we need. I can get parts ordered. Depending on the time frame on parts, I can have it done at this time.
I'm Brody Rice, and I'm your diesel mechanic. Western Oklahoma's TDC Services. From the bumper to the mud flap, we will repair anything between, above, and below. From the TA truck stop on I-40 between Sarah and Elk City, 2.5 miles straight north on the east side of the road. Just call 580-729-0386. 729-0386.
Why is life so hard? Things happen to all of us. You or someone you love gets sick. Maybe a job goes sideways and the bills pile up. Your kids, they'd rather listen to their peers than listen to their parents. Then the car breaks down, and you're ready to have a breakdown of your own. So why is life so hard? Job asked a similar question. His friends tried to comfort him, but they just made things worse. Finally, the Lord explained, without explaining. He said, I am God, you are not. I created the world, you did not. But I love you. And if you'll trust me, if you'll love me in return, if you'll do what I tell you, then you'll get through this. Maybe life isn't supposed to be easy. Stay strong and let Christ lead you. The reward lasts forever. Brought to you by Canyon Oilfield Services, where the key word is service.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Never ends up where it's supposed to.
No, I know that's right. DCP Services LLC offers fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, including backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, trenching. You know, they've even got a wireline division with both braided and slickline capabilities. Yes. And they have a pump shop where they rebuild Kimray valves and controls. They bake them. They don't dip them. Western Chemical Pumps, and they sell and repair Texam solar pumps and other solar pumps. Plus, they have a, well, full-service supply store for pipe valves and fittings, pipeline processing production. Located at 317 North Van Buren right here in Elk City. Call Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773. 580-339-1773. And for the roustabout, wireline services, and all that, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501, anytime after 2 a.m. Or Butch Black at 580-303-1886. Now, don't tell him that I told you to call after 2 a.m. Just do it. You know, that's how it works.
Good luck.
Okay, DCP Services LLC. Yeah, Skinny had said, did you see where that petroleum release that that the Brandon administration thought, hey, this will reduce gasoline prices? He said, did you see where that ended up? And I said, yeah, ended up going to Europe on tankers.
Yeah, he's going to release it to relieve gas prices for the American people,
uh-huh.
But it ends up in a foreign country.
Sure.
And Weeby
told us that.
That just shows you that he is going to promise you the world.
And do whatever he wants.
And do what he
yeah.
wants to.
Yeah, it's... Well, and how can he not be called a task on that, Butch? I mean, how can he just be allowed to continue to do that.
Well,
it's just mind-boggling.
The way the government's set up right now, you know, if you're high in the government, you can do anything you want.
Yeah, you're untouchable. Yeah, that's
look at the Clintons.
Above the law. Whoa.
Unfortunately, Mohammed Sanusi Barkindo, he's a Nigerian politician. He's also the Secretary General of the oil producer group OPEC.
Oh, that guy.
Died at the age of 63, just days before he was set to finish his term at the organization. The head of Nigeria's National Petroleum Corporation, Merle Kiri, announced news in a tweet Wednesday, which was later confirmed by two sources at OPEC. "We lost our esteemed Dr. Mohammed Sanusi Barkindo," a tweet earlier Wednesday morning from this verified Twitter handler read. "He died after about 11 p.m. yesterday, the 5th, July 2022. Certainly a great loss to his immediate family, the NNPC, our country, Nigeria, the OPEC, and the global energy community," barrel arrangements will be announced shortly. Barkindo's unexpected death came as a shock to members of the oil and gas world, many of whom describe him as a giant in the industry. His career spanned over four decades, over 40 years. It included work at Nigeria's National Petroleum Corporation, Duke Oil, Nigeria's Foreign Ministry and Energy Ministry, as well as OPEC. Since taking the helm as Secretary General of OPEC in 2016, Barkindo oversaw tumultuous times for the oil producer group, which witnessed volatile markets rocked by historic events, including the COVID-19 pandemic, the creation of the OPEC Plus alliance with Russia and other non-OPEC states, and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. While the organization lost two members, Qatar and Ecuador, during that time, Barkindo is nonetheless credited with guiding unity among the group's members in an effort to stabilize global oil markets.
Wonder what he had on Hillary. Those unexpected deaths, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I mean, he was just 63. He's still a relatively young man.
All that money, all that power, still ended up in a pine box, you know. Well, Senator Lankford has told regulators are to blame for high energy costs. In his latest episode of The Breakdown with James Lankford, the Oklahoma senator is told by an MP Morgan executive that there's not much the country can do to lower the skyrocketing gasoline prices, and the blame rests not so much with the oil and gas industry, but with the regulators. The program focused on energy costs to American consumers, and the senator discussed the challenge with Chairman of Market and Investment Strategy for J.P. Morgan Asset Management, Michael Kimblast. Well, Lankford and Kimblast also talked about the lack of access to critical minerals in our nation, which is driving up costs and creating supply chain issues for Americans on energy-related materials and for electronics we use on a daily basis. Lankford continues to call out the Brandon administration for its anti-U.S. energy policies that he says are doing nothing to fight high inflation. Lankford also continues to lead in the Senate to offer solutions to bring down energy costs to help reduce inflation. Anyway, Lankford questioned Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm and Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland about the administration's policies that are raising prices and standing in the way of U.S. energy production. Lankford introduced a bill to counter China's market domination and, well, to establish a secure supply chain of critical minerals. Amid the crisis in Ukraine, Lankford called for the U.S. to cut off the purchase of oil from Russia and implored Brandon to restore America's energy dominance and stop the failing energy policies that are emboldening Putin. Just a couple of the questions here. It says, Lankford says, "We're paying $5 a gallon for gasoline, way more than that for diesel right now. What can be done that could actually make a difference to start reducing the price of oil and gas?" This is Kimblast, again, the J.P. Morgan analyst. "The short answer is there's not a heck of a lot that can be done. There's just been way too little investment in oil and gas infrastructure relative to oil and gas demand. The futurists, the politicians, and a bunch of other regulators have been making it so difficult for the oil and gas industry to put capital into the ground that we now have had a situation where capital spending on oil and gas is down 70%, while oil and gas consumption is the same as it was 5 to 7 years ago." And then on the mining for critical minerals in the U.S., Lankford says, "It's not that we don't have lithium here in the United States or rare earth minerals here in the U.S. or manufacturing here in the United States. We have lost those things also here. We have those things here also. When we talk about rare earth minerals, that doesn't mean that we're the only one place on earth to get them. There are several places. In fact, in our state, there's a new production facility that just announced that they were opening up. It will be the first production facility for some of the rare earths to do magnets. That will happen in the United States, and they're planning to be able to open it up in the state of Oklahoma. Some of this is here, just extremely difficult to be able to mine it. What do you see as the big issues that we can move from not being dependent on China for lithium and other rare earths that are trying to be able to move that back to the United States? Ken Blass answers, well, I mean, you're kind of a change to the regulatory approach is what we'll have to have. We do a lot of business owners, okay? Small business owners, medium-sized business owners. And they tell us that in some states, you walk in and you meet with some local regulators and politicians, and the line of discussion is what we can do to help you. What can we do to make you more successful so you can grow your business, hire more people, and thrive here? And in other places, Northeast, for example, they start out with a list of all the things you can't do, or else you'll get in trouble. It's really a mindset of whether or not we want to embrace and encourage these kind of activities or not. And then that percolates through the entire regulatory and financial support systems in these industries, including capital provisions from banks. And the point of this story here is, and we've been talking about it, the lack of investment in the oil and gas industry. I didn't realize it was down 70%. This was the first story I ran across that kind of gave an idea of how much less investment is getting put into the oil and gas industry right now as opposed to 5 to 7 years ago.
But with prices like they are right now, there's less needed, too. The companies are making enough money to be able to pretty much fund their own exploration and stuff to a point.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like the infrastructure, like the pipelines, yeah. like the processing plants, the trains for moving LNG around.
Why would you put money into something that your own president is trying to
kill?
Destroy?
Yeah, and publicly says it and then tries to publicly do it.
And
I'm glad that SCOTUS is finally starting to, the Supreme Court of the United States is finally starting to understand, listen, what this guy's doing is anti-American. It's not good our country.
It's not just him. It's the regulatory commissions.
It's all people that are under him.
Yeah.
And the people that he has chosen to put in place that don't know squat. What is it? Something from Shinola? Let's see, what is that old saying?
Yeah,
they don't know it.
But they also don't understand the Constitution of this country and don't want to. Because don't confuse me with the facts. My mind's made up.
Doesn't fit the narrative, man.
And so.
Anyway, Lankford was asking this guy what's going on. And, of course, we all know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, it may not be quite throwing caution to the winds, but the prospect of hefty profits, I love the way they word these.
Hefty.
And supply that may not stretch to meet consumer demand is enticing U.S. refiners to run at a 21-month high, testing equipment limits to sustain high rates without breakdowns. Yeah, I understand profits are a part of doing business, but they make it sound like that's all they're going after is the money, and the Biden administration has been begging them to put out more, and then when they do it, it's because they're greedy. That's the way I don't like the way these stories are written. But anyway, gasoline stockpiles remain the lowest seasonally in 7 years, a major breakdown when supplies are constrained by several years of closures that wiped out more than 1 million barrels of capacity could be disastrous. Stockpiles would shrink further and already high pump prices could surge higher, causing some drivers to curtail or reduce travel plans. Running hard increases general stress on a unit, increasing the risk of an unplanned outage, said Robert Campbell. He's the head of oil products research at London Consultancy Energy Aspects Limited. Some sites delayed maintenance to the fall and even to early next year to prevent shutting any unit vital to producing more fuel at a time when supplies are tight and profit margins are high. The risk running hard, particularly in summer heat, wears units down faster, reducing the time between turnarounds and increasing cost repairs when they do finally get taken down for maintenance. Unfortunately, we've hit that time of year when it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And to make these products, you have to have be able to have temperature variations. You've got to be able to, you want to bring in cooler gas, heat it to remove liquids from it, so on and so forth. And when it comes in hot, it just makes it that much more difficult, less efficient to be able to get the water and stuff out of it.
Right.
And we see this on a small scale on wells with compression units and stuff. You fight that temperature all through the summer. Wintertime, it's a lot easier because you've got cold gas coming in, hitting. You heat it. It condenses the water. The water falls out. So, and we all know how tough heat is on equipment. Anything with moving parts or motors of any type, whether it be electric, gasoline, natural gas. I mean, electric motors
heat
don't deal well
issue.
With heat either. No. So,
and when you got the outside, like you said, you got the outside heat also.
Well, you've got 106. Kind of like yesterday, 106 degree outside temperature, and you're trying to heat. A lot of the times, your cracking units are like 135 to 160 degrees. You're not getting much of a temperature variation, so you're not getting the condensation. You're not being able to pull the water out of the product like you want to.
But you need to, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Speaking of that, AAA reminded motorists set with triple-digit temperatures in Oklahoma forecast for the next week. Take a cue from what happened to a few thousand motorists in the state over the July 4th weekend. Within the past 5 days of the July 4th holiday weekend, AAA responded to 3,454 calls from Oklahomans with vehicle issues. The group issued a warning this week that motorists should prepare their vehicles to avoid a true emergency in the heat. AAA said when temperatures hit 100 degrees or greater, they are going to be over the next several days, there's always a spike in roadside assistance calls. So when temperatures soar, an inconvenience can quickly escalate into an emergency if motorists are not prepared, says Leslie Gamble, spokesperson for AAA Oklahoma. Imagine being stranded roadside in the extreme heat, possibly with children or seniors. You must take every precaution to avoid it.
As we said, heat effects.
That's it. Anything.
Everything.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with our mop-up segment of the Wednesday edition of the Exploring Energy Radio Show in a moment.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
I knew for me professionally that I wanted to be one of those guys that did a little bit of everything surgically. So whether it's conditions such as arthritis and nerve compression, whether it's in your neck or your back, and pain going down your legs, some people call it sciatica, joint replacement, lumbar spine stuff, sports injuries, hand injuries, I've always wanted to do a little bit of everything, and this is the kind of place you can do that. I had a lot of push from some of the guys who trained me to go do a fellowship and then come back to Oklahoma City and subspecialize. And I just couldn't see myself doing that. I really enjoy all aspects of orthopedic surgery and wanted to continue that.
He's the orthopedic surgeon at Great Plains Regional Medical Center, Dr. Riley Winham.
The phone number is 580-339-7540.
Great Plains Regional Medical Center, the care you trust right here.
This is Six Flags.
Oh, we could fly.
Where bravery is tested. Screams are heard for miles. And the fun never ends. Here, legendary stories are born, unforgettable memories are made, and everyone gets to be a kid. This is Six Flags. Come make it yours. Check out our new passes and perks at sixflags.com.
Great pay plus a sign-on bonus. Driver, Sandstone Services wants to put you in the driver's seat, and they're going to pay to do it. Sandstone Services in Elk City is a family-owned company that needs drivers. You get great pay and a sign-on bonus just for coming on board. You also get set days off, paid vacation after 6 months, and access to group health insurance. Anyone within driving distance can work for Sandstone. If you can pass a drug test, and if you're ready to make great money driving for a great company, apply today. Call Sandstone Services at 225-1030. That's 225-1030. 225-1030.
Hurry in to Mattress Firm's July 4th sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen or a queen for a twin and save up to $500 on Sealy. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. Or shop Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America, and save $500 on all Tempur-Breeze mattresses and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
American Hose and Supply. If it's an emergency, you need hoses and fittings, you need them now, they'll take care of it. But if you want them to come by and see you on a regular basis, just set up whatever schedule you want. Weekly, twice a week, every other week, once a month, doesn't make any difference. It's up to you. Keep your machinery up and running. Keep yourself making money. American Hose and Supply inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. Call them at 580-821-4413, 821-4413. And David A. Guest, certified mineral manager, buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. Sometimes you just need the money now for whatever the case may be. David's a trusted source for mineral management. Well over 35 years in the business. He'll treat you fairly. He'll treat you squarely. I promise you, honestly, I know him personally. He is a man of integrity. He will take care of you. 405-341-8698. 405-341-8698. David A. Guest. Okay, let's get right to it. How about some energy news in my briefs? your favorite segment, Butch. You know how it works. All righty, man. You gotta love it when a computer works. Here we go. We talked about it a moment ago, and it's the top one. More than 5 million barrels of oil that were part of a historic U.S. Energy Emergency Oil Reserves release aimed at lowering domestic fuel prices were exported to Europe and Asia last month, according to data and resources, even as the U.S. gasoline and diesel prices touched record highs. Amazon.com Inc. founder Jeff Bezos renewed his spat with the White House over the weekend as the world's third richest person criticized President Joe Biden for calling on companies running gasoline stations to lower their prices. These people at the gasoline stations don't set their prices. What?
Well, and they make about 2 cents a gallon.
If that, yeah. That's convenience to bring you in for their
store. They want you to come
their
in and
store.
Buy
that's
products
it.
In the store.
Oh, boy. ExxonMobil Corp. signaled that skyrocketing margins from fuel and crude sales could generate a record quarterly profit, according to a securities filing. And Warren Buffett. Back BYD has overtaken Tesla to become the world's biggest electric vehicle producer by sales, even as COVID lockdowns in China disrupted supply chains. And the U.S. oil industry has President Joe Biden over a barrel, and they know it. To Sunday, a regional lobby group taunted the White House for demanding an end to price gouging at the fuel pump, that what is weighing on America's pocketbooks, with gasoline hitting $5 a mark for the first time last month. A couple from around the world, the European Union planned to label investments in natural gas and nuclear power plants as climate-friendly, faces a final vote on Wednesday, today, when lawmakers decide whether to accept or reject proposals that have divided governments and investors. That's over in the EU, the European Union. And the European Union's executive arm on Friday last week pledged to draft an emergency plan this month aimed at helping member countries do without Russian energy in the wake of Kremlin's war on Ukraine. Well, yeah, we can just get that oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve from the United States. Russia's Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which delivers natural gas to Europe, has already seen a 60% reduction in gas exports since mid-June. And Goldman Sachs warned they may stay low for a while. And Finland has seized nearly 1,000 freight cars belonging to Russian companies as a result of European Union sanctions, according to Finnish state-owned rail operator VR in a letter from Russia's rail monopoly seen by Reuters. Also, the European Union is planning a deal with Namibia to support the country's nascent green hydrogen sector and boost its own imports of the fuel. EU and Namibian officials said it is the block works to reduce the dependence on Russian energy. And Russia's state-run Rosneft has confirmed an 82-million-ton oil discovery, in the Pechora Sea in the Arctic. Rosneft discovered the field thanks to a drilling campaign in the Medyso-Vinnytsky area. Operations at the biggest oil refinery in Venezuela have stopped following a blackout that was caused by an electrical fault. Reuters has reported, noting that Omway facility has a capacity to produce 645,000 barrels per day. And finally, Mexico's president on Tuesday this week said he was sending a bill to Congress to eliminate daylight savings time. With the government saying the time change was unpopular and did not generate many benefits for Mexico.
Okay.
I didn't even know they had it down there.
I didn't either.
Cuts into the siesta time, I guess.
I want to touch on that. What you brought up earlier is the fact that gas stations, oil companies don't set the pricing. It's whatever it trades for on the market.
Sure.
Same way with beef, groceries, commodities of any kind.
Soybeans, corn,
now,
wheat.
We've seen in the beef industry that there's been some hyperinflation caused by distributors.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the market itself, but
not the butcher shop.
And that can happen.
Yeah.
But it has to be a concerted effort. It has to be done across the board through. And what's the problem with, like, in beef is there's very few processors. So it's easier for them to do than there is, like in the oil and natural gas industry. And that's what these monopoly laws are in place for, is the fact that if you have four or five companies get together and say, hey, we're going to hike prices, and they all agree to it and do it, that's when you run into a problem in the market. But that's what the monopoly laws are about. They don't allow that to take place.
Right.
There's laws on the books that don't allow companies to come together and make an agreement to hike pricing. So when you think that convenience store down there, boy, look at the money they're making at the price of gas. A lot of times they make anywhere from a half cent to 2 cents a gallon, depending on what they're counting on is when you come in and fuel up that you're going to come in and buy chips and candy and soda and all that. That's where their profits come from. It's not off the gasoline. Gasoline is more of a convenience. It's a hassle to them, but it's more of a convenience for you.
It's a necessity. Yeah.
Than it is a profit for them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I guarantee it. People think that they don't know.
No. And that's like service stations. They're torn that way. That's why you don't see many of them, because there's a lot of overheads in a service station. And they don't make money off selling the gas. It's the mechanic work and oil changes and things like that they do is where they make any money.
Sure.
It's not so much off the gasoline itself. So, anyway.
Just another finger point by the White House.
Yeah, I'll get off my soapbox now.
Atta kid.
Right now it's 79 degrees outside. Humidity's at 56%. Winds are south at 16. Dew point's at 62. Today's going to be sunny and hot. Imagine that. Well, the high near 102, south-southwest wind, 13 to 17 gusts to 26. Thursday, sunny and hot with a high near 103, south-southwest winds, 9 to 15 gusts to 23. We got a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. on Thursday night, partly cloudy and low around 74. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 99, cold front. North wind 3 to 7, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high near 99. Sunny and hot with a high near 101 on Sunday. Holy smoke, Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 105. Tuesday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 100. Woo! That cold front's not going to last long. Stock market is extremely angry today. You can always tell because, mainly because AP is up and everything else is down.
Okay. And there you have it. Let's see. I'll get you some of these real quick. I got just enough time to make it happen. Here's what the markets are right now. West Texas Intermediate down $1.33 to $98.17. Brent crude oil down 96 cents to $101.81. NYMEX natural gas up 2 cents, $5.54 per million BTU. Slated to have Professor Paul Michael Wiebe on tomorrow morning. So looking forward to that. And we appreciate all of our great sponsors help make this show possible. We appreciate you, our great listeners. For Butch Black, all our great sponsors, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KECO in Elk City. Have yourself a great day. Stay hydrated out there.
Yeah.